Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. We got another banger of an episode for you guys today. You already know, before we get into the episode, hit that subscribe button below, man. We on the run to 200. We need that done ASAP. Hit the like button, comment, boost your engagement on this video, man. Let us know how y'all liking the videos, any questions, any topics y'all want us to discuss, anybody y'all want to see on the podcast, anything, man. Just drop it in the comments below. Keep on tuning with our Instagram page over there. Appreciate y'all for getting us to 400. Like I said, we will be doing a t-shirt giveaway at 500. So get us there ASAP. FreeSauceShop.com. Get you some merch, things like that. You're on campus, quick, easy. We'll pull up, drop it off, man. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the episode. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, man.
I'm T-Ball. I do YouTube. So, yeah.
My name X. I do like content, record, edit, Twitch, stuff like that.
For sure.
That's what's up. You know, like before we start every podcast, I just like to, you know, give the guests, you know, the props, you know, taking the time out of y'all there to DM us and set this up. So I want to say thank y'all for that too, and being quick with the responses and everything of that nature. Thank you.
I always appreciate that. Yeah.
So let's kick it off. You know, like we just had an amazing weekend at ISU.
Yeah.
Like
banger.
What would you all rate this week? Like this weekend? Out of like, you know.
I slid a few times, but I'll probably say this is probably the best time I slid, because I usually go to like the bars and stuff, but I went out to like the, you know.
Yeah, no, it was decent. Yeah, this probably was like the best one, especially like with the party and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was cool, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. We be going to the bars and stuff, but you know how that be. It be like hit or miss with that.
I'd say 50-50 with the bars.
Yeah.
Bro, like this one was up, definitely up there. Yeah. I saw motherfuckers from childhood outside.
Yeah, no, I seen some people I ain't never seen before, like not on campus or nothing. But
yeah, that's one thing I will say about ISU. We definitely, when it comes to like a big party, we gonna bring niggas from everywhere, every part of Illinois out.
Yeah, you feel me?
You gonna see niggas you ain't never seen before. You gonna see people from 10 years ago, high school. Damn, right. What is you doing here, bro?
You're supposed to be around here.
Yeah,
bro.
Like how you hear about this before we already knew you were coming?
Yeah, no.
That should be crazy.
No, it was decent, though. Y'all went to the stuff that was today or like earlier?
Nah,
I ain't. The little brunch thing you talking about? Yeah, you went?
Nah,
yeah, I ain't go. I was niggas tied up, but yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no, it was too early. Motherfuckers damn, just woke up. Man.
That's all I see in the group chat, motherfuckers, man. Can y'all push it back? Push it back, man.
We had it like 12. I'm like, man, ain't no way.
Yeah. Nah. I'm finna say niggas was just going in at 6, really. 5-6 niggas just getting in type shit.
Yeah.
No, that's I was to wake up. Pick up another bottle was crazy.
Yeah. The whole weekend, that's what it was looking like, bottle after bottle. Yeah,
I don't know Sunday.
That's dope. I'm glad you all had a fun time. You know, like you said, you visited and just, you know, really showed you a new perspective of ISU for real. I ain't gonna lie, ISU production did their shit too. I'm gonna give them a big shout out for, you know, for organizing sure. This weekend. And it was safe too.
Big shout.
Bro.
Man.
Yeah,
it was safe.
Yeah, they had security going crazy.
It was safe, nigga. That's safe the biggest thing that I wanna fucking congratulate them on. That shit was safe as hell. No, even 12 that was out there, they was letting us get our shit off. You know, we was doing what we was doing. But even them, they was being patient and shit like that, understanding what's going on. So it's a W night all around. W weekend, I would say, man.
Yeah, facts. That was decent for sure.
Bro, they definitely did that shit. But I kind of want to, you know, jump off a little bit to, you know, actually kickstart a podcast. You know, like, when you're doing, like, the content creation process for you all, like, how's that process look like? Like, how does that, you know, like, where's your mind at when you're doing all that?
I'll say starting off is rough. Like, you know, you start off doing the YouTube, and then it's like you don't really got the support system. So it'd be hard to start off, but then once you get a, like, flow of what you're doing and reading and watching videos, then you finally catch on.
Yeah, I mean, I say the same. Like, I really just started, like, after him. Because with him, I was just, like, trying to help him do whatever he was doing, like, recording and stuff. And then at first, I was editing a little bit, but now he really do, like, most of it. So I really started my stuff after him because I, like, watched him go through it. So it's easier for me. And he was, like, kind of putting me on, telling me what to do, like, you know, drop the shorts and stuff, like, stuff we was talking about before. So it was easy just to, you know, kind of build it up a little bit. I mean, we still not where we want to be, obviously, but just knowing a little bit, getting it from him and stuff, it was easier for me.
Yeah, I think that's something we don't see enough. It's like niggas uplifting each other, or basically using what he know to cut down your time, your learning, right. your learning right. curve, basically. That's what it is. A lot of time we got to kind of, it's basically like finding a mentor in something. You know, a mentor don't have to necessarily be somebody that's older than you or something like that. It's just somebody who's more knowledgeable than right. you in the area. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. When you able to latch on to a mentor and learn shit that they've already learned, it knocks down 50% of your time where you have to go and learn shit and make errors on your own. He gonna point out, hey, don't do that. This is gonna happen. Don't do that. Hey, put this there. Do this. Mm-hmm. Do it at this time. You feel me? So I feel like it's important when like coming up, and especially in content, bro. It's hard. It's hard to like figure out what really works. Mm-hmm. So when you got somebody by your side that's telling you like, hey, bro, this will work for me. This will work. Like, do this, do this, do this. It helps out.
Yeah.
Times
sure.
10.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, I want to add to that, too. Like, it kind of shows the respect factor that you have of him mm-hmm. and also the trust factor that you have of him, too, just off the bat that you started off and you, you know, giving me the videos to edit and things of that nature. That's yeah. no easy task.
Yeah.
And then for him to actually, you know, respect you enough to be like, okay, he's doing this for real. Maybe I can actually somewhat listen to him and actually follow in his footsteps. Like, we don't see that a lot because sometimes, yeah. you know, it'd be competitive sometimes, you know. It's like, damn, you think you know too much. You think you better than me in this area. But whole time, like, sometimes you just got to sit back and listen. Just watch. Because
yeah.
people going to direct you, bro.
Yeah, I'd be feeling like that's a problem. Like, some people probably, like, they don't want to see the next person doing better than them. Mm-hmm. For real. So I'd just be like, say, if I could do it, I could help somebody else do it. Because, you know, you ain't no telling, like, he could take me with him, I could take him with me, so.
Yeah, and only niggas who are comfortable, like, where they are and comfortable in their own skin is going to really give up game like that. Because I know if I'm giving you some game, I'm not worried about you passing me, so to say, because I know I'm not going to stay in this spot.
Right.
So I can be here today giving you this game, but tomorrow I won't be here. So the niggas who worried about staying stagnant, worry about, damn, I don't know how I'm going to grow, that's the niggas who guard the information, you feel me, and shit like that, because they scared if I get this to him, bro, gonna pass me up. I don't know where my next piece of energy, piece of boost gonna come from. So mm-hmm. I gotta have this from, bro, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you secure, when you know, hey, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna grow no matter what, you know, I feel like that's the people that's giving out game, that's helping people, that's bringing people with them. You know, when you bringing people with you, you continuously growing as well. They see you start from here and get to here. That's why they're with you now. You know, right. ain't nobody gonna get with you at ground zero. You a fool right. to think that somebody gonna, unless they your friend or they really fuck yeah. with you like that. You gotta have some proof in the pudding for somebody to come along and join what you got going on.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no, I mean, I say we been like homies way before like we even started doing like YouTube and Twitch and stuff, just like hooping and stuff. But I mean, we done tried really everything. I ain't gonna lie, but it's like, you know, YouTube it right now, so we just trying to do that Twitch and just find a way with it, but. Yeah, no, I say, like, we didn't talk to, like, some people that got, like, names in, like, YouTube and asked them, like, what we could do. But I say, like, they'll give, like, short answers because, you know, they probably yeah. answer everybody. They probably tired of answering the same stuff. But they just be saying, like, be consistent and stuff. And when we actually, like, try doing that, we, like, see, like, a little bit of results mm-hmm. more than, like, if you, like, drop once every 2 months and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I say that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think anybody that's actively in the grind or anything like that, they see like consistency really what's gonna take you to the next level, bro. Yeah. That's all it is consistency, because through that consistency, everything else is naturally gonna come. Like, you're gonna naturally get better mm. when you're being consistent. Your numbers is naturally gonna go up when you're being consistent. More videos, more numbers, more eyes. It's just natural. That's how the algorithm works. Yeah. If you posting this day, this time, every week, the algorithm is going to catch that, more eyes each week, every time you post more eyes on that video. It's just, it's a rinse and repeat thing, especially with content, bro. It's a rinse and repeat that shit.
Oh, bro.
You can't really miss no days when it comes to posting and shit like that. One day, boop, boop, that could be your million views right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro. Exactly. Because I say, like, with TikTok, like, TikTok is probably, like, the easiest to blow up off of.
Yeah.
So, like, once you be consistent on there, like, every day I'd say, I make one video. If I drop one video every day, at least Wednesday it might blow up or something like that. So you just got to be consistent with like.
And I would say you posting all them days, it do help you gather more analytics in terms of what days are going to be your strongest days. So if you do that, if you go through that for, let's say, 4 weeks posting every day, after 4 weeks, you got enough data to be like, okay, what was my strongest days? Let's hit it hard that day. You feel me? Let's push our best piece of content for it that day. You know, then you start getting into quality over quantity. Because I do think in the beginning you need quantity. Mm-hmm. It does have to be quality, but you do need quantity over quality, you know? And then once you do have that fan base, then it's okay, now we need to focus on quality because we have the people right now. So now let's focus on giving them a better piece of, a better value of content, you know?
And then I want to say, like, have you all realized, like, once you're consistent in one area of, like, your life, it's like it translates to almost a lot of things in your life.
Yeah, like everything started getting more comfortable. Like it come easy and fluent.
I want to ask y'all, what is that thing though? Like, is it the gym that makes everything lock in? Is it the content that makes everything lock in? Is it school? Is it work? What's the thing that when you're consistent at that, everything falls in place?
I probably say, so like every morning I wake up, I say I pray. So I pray first and then I read like my affirmations. I say everything I want to accomplish. And then when I do that consistently, like for a week, I say work, go easy. A video will blow up, like I said, and then everything just start coming easy.
So for you, it's prayer. As long as you saying your words in the morning, your affirmations, and you praying, you talking to who you need to talk to in the morning, and you feel like for the week, you gonna, that's when everything clicks the most. Yeah, okay, sure. What you thinking?
I mean, for me, I'd probably say like the gym, and then like for me, it's easy to do like my content. Because it's like I be on the game a lot. So it's like, why not just turn the camera on? Mm-hmm. So I say like the gym and then going to school, like just having all that, like getting it out the way every day. It's like, all right, now I'm being efficient rather than if I just sit at home like on a Sunday or a Saturday, like I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm not doing enough. So I'll just be trying to edit and trying to do something to be productive no matter what it is, like clean, whatever, just to, you know, do something.
I'm similar to you like that. Like mine is the gym. Just based off like, I don't know, it's like if you go to the gym days when you don't even want to go, days when your body's tired, you beat up, like, you know you put your body through so much the day before and you still go, I feel like it shows a lot of character. It shows a lot of discipline in you. Mm-hmm. So mine is the gym.
Yeah, for me, I think it'll probably have to be right now where I am in my life, I would say either school or podcast. Yeah. So if I'm locked in with school, it's just something about checking some shit off a list. You know, it's something about seeing assignment complete. It's something about that 10 out of 10, 20 out of 20. You feel me? It's something about that, okay, we getting shit done. We making progress. And I'm checking shit off my list. So when I'm locked in, when I'm dialed in with school, I'm down there with everything at that point. And I think with the podcast too, when I'm locked in, we releasing, clipping, making videos, numbers going up. When I'm locked in there, I'm wired everywhere else. You know, it's hard to kind of get me, I'm focused from them two areas.
Yeah. How many, like, so I'm going to ask y'all, like, how many videos or, like, how many podcasts y'all think y'all do, like, a week or, like, a month? Because I don't know how often y'all like to do.
So, our schedule is every Sunday, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, just depends on how many weeks are in a month. Now, we do try to give as much bonuses as we can. Mm-hmm. So, let's say today we doing y'all right now, pause, and we got another one at 7, yeah, right? So that's two. That's going to set us up for, we already got two more in the tuck. So that's four. We're going to be releasing two a week for probably the next 2 or 3 weeks type shit. So it really just depends on how much we can produce at the same time as following that schedule. Because we do want to stay consistent. So you don't want to overdrop. So just because we got four, we're not going to drop four this week. Because you do want to stay consistent with that Sunday schedule. But if we got extra, we're going to do two a week, you know. So it is at minimum four, because that's the least amount of weeks it's going to be in a month. So at minimum four episodes a month. At the most, eight.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
8 to 10.
And then we was talking about like the shorts and stuff. I know you say you ain't want to like overdo it. So how often do y'all do like the shorts to get like views or like whatever, like get clips out?
So when it comes to shorts, our main clip is just going to be on Instagram. So that's where we clip everything. All clips go to Instagram. We was doing shorts on YouTube and we was getting traction. I would say though, the thing with the shorts on YouTube that I was having trouble with was the timing of it. So with Instagram, it's like I got a timing down pack. I know a lot of days that 7 p.m. 7 to 8 p.m. range is going to be good. A lot of times that 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. range is good. With YouTube, I was struggling in terms of finding the right times to drop it. And also, it does become a lot having to go from Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the different platforms and shit like that. It is a lot. So we focusing on one right now to see what works, basically. And I feel like it, the shorts, they're going to drive traffic no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that's going to do it no matter what, but it is a way to do it. You feel me? So I feel like that's the biggest thing right now, is to doing it the right way. Because we 2+ years and shit, so I want to do, if anything, I want to do it the right way over the wrong way.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, like, is it, so y'all say y'all do a lot of videos. Is it hard for y'all to, like, well, not hard, but, like, do y'all keep some videos in the tuck, like keep them, like, I don't think this is the best video to drop, or?
No.
Nah?
Nah.
Everything we've made has been out?
Yeah, yeah. We've never held the episode because, I don't know. And I do, sometimes I do watch an episode back before it's released, and I'm like, do we want to release this? But the more I keep thinking about it, the more I keep watching, it's like, why not? At the end of the day, what is going to really come? What's the worst thing that could happen?
And not, it's like one of those things where it's like, certain episode going to cater to certain people. So, you know, you don't want to necessarily limit those people from also hearing other perspectives too. You don't know what information somebody else might need. So just when it comes to that, like, we already took the time out of our day and the guests took time out of the day. I want to respect your time.
Right.
I don't want to be like, okay, you saw here, we did an hour and we were like, damn, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say there's no such thing as bad content, but in terms of when you coming up and when you trying to get analytics, you still trying to grab people's attention, grab eyes, put that shit out. You know, I feel like if anything, it's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, views not going to dictate the quality of the video. It could be a video where, you know, hey, bro, I killed that shit. Everything, production on point, fucking execute. Everything is 10 out of 10, but the views is not speaking for it, you know? So I think that that's hard for a lot of creators because they have to struggle with, damn, I this is my best work, I feel like. But the views not dictating that. And that could be an algorithm game, title games, time games. It's a lot of shit that go into YouTube and shit.
Yeah, all that play a factor.
All of that, bro.
Yeah, no, I feel like, bro, it just be crazy because I like put out some stuff. Like, I put like most of my stuff on TikTok because I'd be like streaming, so I'll just clip it and put it on TikTok. But it'd be like the stuff I think like is the best stuff. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Nothing. And then I'll put up like something random just to throw it up. And that'd be like the best one. So it'd be like, I don't know, it'd be backwards to me, but it's probably like what they want to see. So.
And that's part of the not holding content. Because mm-hmm. like you said, the shit that you just, it's just some throwaway shit. Fucking, I'm going to put it out there just because I got it. Fuck it. But that's the shit that smashed. That's the shit that's taking you places. People really fucking with it. And that's when you see like, okay, I hear from a lot of creators, they like, I don't really necessarily like creating this type of content, but this what y'all like, so why mm-hmm. wouldn't I keep on making it, you know?
Yeah.
And in my audience base, you was, you know, putting food on my plate.
You are gonna have to, I think once you do find that audience, you are gonna have to cater to them. Yeah, you know, definitely. Whether it's what you like making or not, once you feel like this is the audience that's paying me the most, I'm getting the most type of return off of this, you gotta run with that, you know?
That's how I've been on my YouTube. Like, I try to do the public interview thing, and the public interview I do like 80 views or something. Mm-hmm. But if I do like a content with a female, like just vlogging with a female, it go crazy.
Do the roof. Do the roof.
Like, so now I really gotta start doing that more and be like, make that like my thing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the wave of YouTube now. Like nowadays, like they wanna, like, especially if you're doing like vlogging and stuff, they don't wanna just only see you. They wanna see, like, I don't know, I just think we in a generation where a lot of niggas just horny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna put it out there. Not a lot of niggas think with that, not up here. So they're just trying to, you know, see what girl you're gonna bring nasty. They're trying to see all type of shit. So, you know, I just feel like that's damn near the culture that we're in on the YouTube phase right now. Cause you got people walking up to girls, hey, what's your buddy count? Like, I was dating for, like, that's a type of traction that YouTube is, you know, running with right now.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Girls are willingly offering that info though.
Yeah.
So I don't. Who fault do you put that? Do you think anybody is at fault? Do you think that that's necessarily a negative, or what's your views on that?
I just think it's just, you know, like the wavelength that people are on right now. Just based off, like, nowadays, like, our attention span is so fucking quick. I want to hear the best information in the first 30 seconds.
Oh, bro.
And, you know, that's a straight to the point question. Like, yeah. Like, it's no beating around the bush, none of that. You just straight to the point. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where, like, But I don't know who to blame just because, you know, people are eating off that. I can't harm another person for something that works for them.
Yeah.
What y'all think? Y'all think is any blame to place, or what y'all think?
Like blame on a person, or like,
do you think that he's saying basically that is what the content is geared towards? So more sexual content, more exposing women as using them as sexual objects. Do you feel like that's it's fault to place on a woman? Is fault to place on the people that are creating the content or us consuming the content?
I think it's people consuming the content.
Okay.
Because if you look at Twitter is straight, you know.
That shit is crazy.
Freak shit. So. Mm-hmm.
You can't even open your phone.
So it's Twitter, Instagram. You see niggas it everywhere. You see OnlyFans everywhere. So I feel like it's people consuming it. If people not watching it, then it wouldn't be around.
But also, you gotta look at it though. That is the longest profession in human history.
What's that? What profession is that?
Prostitution.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, when you put it like that, it's like, no matter, we can blame the consumers, but no matter what has been programmed in human history, that is normal.
Yeah, I feel like social media just make it worse now.
It's just overexposure. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just, now it's like, we're not even sensitive to it no more. Like, we damn near insensitive to it. Yeah, like, it's just, anywhere you go, you open your app, you go to Instagram, you go to search, and then you just look at it, what you just keep scrolling. You just
explore page.
Yeah, you just see a whole bunch of bullshit that you might not even be thinking about.
Yeah.
But the moment you see that, now your brain is on that.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. I think, like, I don't think you could blame the people that's doing the videos, because it's like, if they getting their money or their views off it, like, you can't really blame them. Like, you wouldn't blame nobody for doing their job on a regular. I think it's, like, the people that's watching it. But, I mean, that's, like, what it is now, because everybody's so used to it. Mm-hmm. So, they just, you go on there, that's all you're going to see for real.
So, everybody got blame on the consumer, is what I'm hearing.
It's all around. It's like...
You got to pick a side. You got to pick a side.
It's, like, one of those things, like, one side could be wrong, another side could be wrong, and another side could be wrong. But at the same time, though, it's a whole bunch of blame game. Like, you can't really blame anybody for real.
If you had to pick a side, though.
if I had to pick a side, I'll say the consumer, just because we are the reason why things like that gets overly put.
I'm totally opposite. I think...
You think the producer?
I think it's producer.
But that's how they
eat
it.
All the blame is on... So...
But you think it's the producer, though, like, because if they just doing a video, because it might be like, because, you know, you got people on camera that act like a certain way just to get their content, like the good content. And then
a lot of niggas.
Yeah, they go home and they be like, you know, quiet, or they be doing their own thing. Like, they just regular, like, you know, low key. Mm-hmm.
So, but then also, the producer is catering to their audience. If my audience is not going to fuck with my video, why am I making it?
Yeah. Especially if you get money, because, you know, you get money, it's like.
So I look at it kind of like in the realm of. In the realm of, like, drugs and shit like that.
Okay.
When it comes to drug, are you blaming producer or consumer?
Both. Have self-control.
If you gotta pick a side.
I'm blaming the consumer.
Consumer, for
sure. I'm blaming the consumer.
Yeah, because you're the one taking it.
I'm blaming the consumer. Have self-control.
So, if shit is put on this earth, right, you expect people not to indulge in vices?
Indulge in it, but also have control.
Okay, so let's say in a world where that is working for them, so that we're going to keep it strictly content.
Okay.
Strictly content. If that's working for them, right? But you do see that it does have a negative effect on your community, demographic, generation, right? Mm-hmm. And you are the soul. You have the power to either keep that going or to stop that.
You see?
How is the blame now on a consumer when they have no power and where this comes from? If you are the source, right?
Yes.
You have if you want to stop anything, you cut off the source, right?
Right.
So if you are the source of this, why place blame on the consumer? Because we know we don't really have control of our algorithms. They're gonna show whatever they want us to show us. So if I'm scrolling and this is what showed to me, why is blame placed on the consumer?
Okay, so
and not on producer and Meta or Twitter.
Okay, so this is where I would try to invalidate that logic. Pretty much, we all have something called free will. We all have the ability to choose. So you can't
not on the internet, Now when you scroll on social media, there is no free will. They will show you whatever they want to show you.
They will show you whatever they want to show you, but also you have the thought process to search for what you want to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we on the explore page, they're going to show you what they want to show you.
Yeah. Look, you go on the explore page right now. You're gonna have content with women. You're gonna have content about money. You're gonna have content about sports. You pick.
Obviously, it's gonna be more tailored to what you interact with.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that is gonna be put there no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get rid of a naked woman from your explore page.
Yeah.
But I feel like
like it's hard to get away from anything else from the explore page if it's sports related.
If it's hard to get away from, why is blame not on the producer and not on the consumer? If I can't escape this, why is it not on the person producing?
You chose to open the app.
Yeah,
you chose to open the app.
Like, say you go on YouTube though, uh-huh. and you like your videos on your like For You page or whatever. Yeah. Like the first ones that come up, they giving you what you be watching. Like if I go in there, I'm gonna see what I be watching.
Yeah. Typically they are. But at the end of the day, if I use Instagram for one reason and they show me, if I use it just for business purposes only and I do see naked women on there, but I do not interact with that, why is blame placed on me because they are choosing to present me with that?
Because like it's just what?
Why is blame placed on me if this is what they're producing? I have no control over this. So how can you blame me?
So look though. Okay, in a sense, that makes sense just because the producers usually produce things based on what they feel like the consumers don't want to interact with, right? Yeah. So, in a sense, that's what I'm saying. It comes back to the blame game. They won't produce certain things if they don't know nobody's going to consume it, right? So, in order for producers to think about what to produce, they have to think about who am I advertising to? My customers, my consumers. So, it's one of those where it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's one of those situations because no matter which way you pick the blame,
it came first, fight FYI, but.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, no matter how you put it, you can make arguments for either side.
I hear that, but I just you cannot place blame on someone who has no control over anything.
That's the problem, you have no control.
So then how do I get blamed though?
But look, in the world,
if I have no control over anything, so if it's a car accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're both getting into an accident. We both might end up injured, though. Mm-hmm. If it's this person's fault, if they're the one that hit me, where am I to blame? We're both involved in the situation, right?
You left the house.
it go back to we have to place blame somewhere, yeah, right?
Like it's a blame game. And then it's one of those things where it's like, no matter the outcome of the situation, like. At some point something went wrong, you know?
I feel like it's on you to click it though. Like, I don't know about Instagram because you like the explore page, they just giving you stuff. But if you're on YouTube and stuff, like a lot of that stuff you clicking on. So it's like it's coming from you. But I don't know. If it's just like randomly throwing up on her, then it's like you can't really blame nobody, but
like it's a really good question. It's a really interesting just because like it gets your mind thinking about all the possible scenarios, all the possible situations, cause like you're saying, when it even draws, like sometimes like things are just put in front of us just because they are assuming that we're going to like it. And some people have the option to be like, okay, you know what? I know you all are bullshit and you're just throwing this in my face.
Blaming a crack pandemic on the government or?
Oh, we know the government infiltrated.
But is it the government's fault that they got hooked on crack or is it the user's fault that they got hooked on crack?
That's different. Got to be the user, bro.
How is it different?
I think that's different.
He's consistent in what he's saying, but how is it different? It's the same thing.
So look.
Can take the drug or not take the drug.
So look, I would say, one, it's either the government knew what they were doing. So, you know, like, but also they knew which people to actually attack. Like when they knew which people to actually attack, I said, "There's a reason why if you all watch Snowfall,
yeah,
there's a reason why shit like that. Because to control people, you need them hooked, right? And if you got everybody hooked on a certain drug that they can't escape from, it's kind of harder to have people come together, right? So I think is the reason why." They knew which group of people to actually attack.
So if I'm being controlled by some shit I don't even know I'm being controlled by, is that my fault or is that the producer's fault? if I'm being puppeteered around.
I'm still saying it's gonna
continue. But they hear what I'm saying though. I'm saying valid shit though. If I'm being puppeteered around, how can I be at fault for if everything is controlled, media is controlled, food is controlled, everything is controlled, where do I fall in blame?
The self-control part is where I feel like the blame can be laid out just off the fact that
I don't know no better though.
But look though, you don't know.
I don't know no better.
You don't know no better, but yet you making decisions.
Yeah, cause that's like on you. You can say you don't know no better for nothing. Like going in the street, like you know, don't run in the street if it's a car coming.
You know no better, but you making you like you like it's like one of those things where it's like, so you know no better, but why are you still making decisions?
That's a different situation.
It's the same
shit. When you're talking about decisions and shit like that, though, I feel like that
because you're making a decision to consume the crack.
You're using it.
You're making decisions to still, you know, smoke that weed. You're making decisions to still drink. You're making decisions to still, you know, watch sports. You're making decisions. You're making hella decisions just based off what you want to do.
But if I know this was put here by the government for a certain reason and I had no control over how it came to me, is it producer's fault for placing it in this specific area for a specific reason, mm-hmm. or is it consumer's fault?
If I
am intentionally poisoned, if they come and drop a fucking atomic bomb on Normal, Illinois right now, is it our fault or is it the niggas who dropped the bomb fault?
That's different though.
That's the difference.
How is it different?
You gotta take the drug. Or you gotta watch the YouTube video.
In the YouTube video, I'm speaking strictly from a scrolling standpoint. So I'm really just social media. X out YouTube because you do gotta click it. So I think you're right in that point. But I'm speaking strictly into social media. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You're scrolling and they're putting anything in front of your face that they want to. You don't have control over that. But you think it's algorithm, but they can switch your fucking algorithm at any point. You do not have control over that.
It's one of those things where it's like
you don't have control.
They showing what we're
like. It's like they think all the programming fit for everybody, mm-hmm. right? So you could put the blame on that, but at the same time, though, as the consumer, as the person actually, you know, scrolling. You gotta have to take some type of accountability for doing all that, cause you. It's like one of those things where like people like if you blaming everybody else around you, where is the fault? Where is the part of you actually taking fault to? You can't blame situations for happening to you without taking no type of having no type of awareness about yourself either. It's like you just blame other people around you. You can't blame everybody else but yourself sometimes.
So in the crack pandemic and in the fucking
consumer
and the social media consumer. Experiment,
they made their money.
If
consumer,
I cannot control it.
Consumer,
how? So if you making money off poison, you gonna keep putting poison out there?
Shit, if money made the world go around.
If it worked,
now that's what they did.
These niggas is the problem. These three niggas is the problem. No, America. Is the problem.
We is not a problem.
If it's poison, bro. If you putting poison out on the street and you see that it's poisoning your community, I'm not finna keep on putting that shit out there. You are the problem. The producer is the problem. If I know my people can't control their urges, if I know I'm giving you something and you can't even control yourself, I'm the problem at this point. I gotta remove the source. I have to remove source, bro. If I am intentionally putting poison in my community, whether that's through music, whether that's through drugs, anything like that, I have to remove myself.
But look though.
At that point, then it goes back to you can't place blame on other people. It starts with me. Wherever the source is, that's where the shit comes.
Wherever the source is, but for the source to exist, there has to be something consuming the sauce.
That is 100% correct. But if it's not put there,
if there's no consumers, the sauce won't exist.
I'm gonna say, like, bro, to be honest, I think it's like still on the consumer. Cause say you stop. Say you stop. It's gonna be somebody else that come take your spot. Cause they not gonna care. They just want the money.
So, but that's not placing blame. I want to know where's the blame.
Right. So it's on the consumer to stop. Cause say they stop buying it. Like say they stop buying a drug. Then new people could come and try to sell it, but it's still not getting bought. So everybody gotta stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is everybody thinks that it's always consumer, right?
It's not always consumer, but it's,
look. So when is it not consumer? If in those situations I just explained, I think those are the top situations where you really can't control anything in terms of what's going on.
You have choice. The argument would be valid.
Give me a situation where you think it is the producer, where it's on them.
Damn, you got me thinking.
That's why I say it's all consumer, because what can't you really stop? Like you said, the bomb one, you can't stop no bomb. Like, it's just going to hit you, but.
I can't think of a situation.
You stumped, right?
I can't think of a situation.
So basically, y'all ideology is it's always on consumer. No matter what, it's always on you, basically.
Just based off you have the choice.
You don't think that is shit going
to
happen?
Because look, there needs to be good and there needs to be a bad. No matter the situation, make the most out of either one. Like, there's always going to be, like, let's say you stop. You don't think niggas going to go outside and find different ways to do it? You really
not
think?
Not if it's not there, not if the opportunity is not there. If, like, I don't get why how y'all not understanding that. If the opportunity is not there, if the source is not there,
there's always going to be something to replace the source, though.
Just I don't think so, though.
Just because you stop don't mean somebody else ain't going to try to take your spot, too.
I don't think so. I don't think we still doing crack at the rate that we was doing it in the 80s.
But
it's still getting bought.
It's still getting bought. Don't get me wrong.
It's a different drug now.
Something else took place.
What?
It's not necessarily at the extent of crack, but there's still other
what
drugs.
What took crack place, though?
You got weed. You got cocaine.
Weed
you got
did
alcohol.
Not take crack place. What the fuck you are y'all smoking?
No, I'm saying at the extent.
But there's other drugs that they don't have the same extent of what crack is.
So then it didn't take the place.
But you could go off Facebook on drugs. Yeah, you could go off Facebook.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like a group chat right now. You say who got it. You are gonna see 10 different people saying they got it.
I'm saying it's not at the extent of crack, because nothing is ever gonna beat that crack pandemic. But at the same time, though, you still got people consuming different levels of drugs. It's not crack, but it's the weed. It's not the weed, it's the alcohol. It's not the alcohol, it's cocaine. It's not cocaine, it's meth. It's not meth, it's something else. There's always gonna be something else. Just cause there's a
I disagree.
Just cause there's a consumers for those products.
I disagree.
It's always something that's gonna be there to, like, you know, mess everything up. Like, not even a drug. You could say like
you can't always have good. Yeah. Like, for good to exist, there needs to be bad.
It's
for
always bad, gonna be some
like
bad.
There's always gonna be some level of bad.
I get that. But I'm saying, why not place the blame on the person who's creating the bad?
It's a blame game. Blame whoever you want to blame in the situation. At the end of the day, you got a choice. Blame whoever you want to blame. You can blame the producer. You can blame the consumer. You have a choice. That's what separates us from animals. You have the choice. You have the ability to decide, you know what, this is not good for me. I'm done.
Okay, so animals do have a choice, though, in any aspect.
Not necessarily like humans do.
They do, though. And any choice they can say,
if you tell your dog sit and you whoop down the gas too many times, he probably gonna sit.
But he still got the choice, though. He still got the choice to sit.
Not at the level of human.
Right, but that, look, like you said, he got a choice regardless. So you got a choice to take.
I'm not disagreeing there. We have a choice. I'm strictly speaking on the blame. That is all I care about. Y'all saying something totally different from what I'm saying. Y'all saying that we have a choice. I don't disagree there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, where is the blame? We have a choice, yes. But if something is intentionally, we can move on from this because we've been here for a while. But if something is intentionally poisoning us, how am I to blame? If something, I don't know nothing about this.
Let's say,
this is my last example. If I eat a plate of food, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody has poisoned this plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to eat, I'm voluntarily eating this. Is it on me or is it on the person that put it in? I consumed it, though. I'm the consumer, mind you. But somebody else presumed it, produced it. Is it on them or me?
Yeah, it's on the producer then, but it's like, that's a total different.
Look, the drug, you got to take the drug. You know it's a drug.
You know the drug doing this to you. You know the drug make you think crazy. The drug make you skinny,
you do
crazy.
Because we don't, you know, we not doing crazy. You know what's going on behind it. So it's like, we eat food, though. Somebody do that.
It's the idea of knowing. When you making, like, with crack, right? A lot of black folks consume it. Also, a lot of black folks ain't do it just because they know the reaction of it. Of how
you know why I 100% disagree with your weed example. We do not know what weed does right now. We are the lab rats for weed. That's why I disagree
and
with
nicotine.
That example. That's
nicotine.
Why I disagree with that example 100%. Crack, instant, weed. We are the lab rats for that.
Mm-hmm.
that is not that it, nothing has took the place of that. If anything, I would say pills is probably the closest because it's instant. So that could be an example, but still, I wouldn't say it's the crack pandemic.
So look, that's why I said nothing is like the extent of it, but there's something else that's always going to replace it.
All right, so with the plate of food example, right? Uh-huh. So somebody poisoned this food, no good.
Yeah.
You eat it and you get sick. You throw up everywhere, everything like
you
that.
You die, whatever.
You think you're going to eat this food again if you just got sick off the food?
Next time, that same person make the food for you.
Next time they try to cook, you're going to be like, nah, I ain't going to eat that. Or
somebody else,
a restaurant.
Somebody might eat it.
You're going to eat that.
Niggas do that. Niggas get food poisoning from McDonald's and then go back the next day and get McDonald's. What are we talking about?
That's what I'm saying, the choice. The nigga still had the choice to go get it.
What are we talking?
Like, you going to eat this again after it just made you sick. Like, you got a choice to either do it or don't do it.
You have a choice, but I'm saying who is the blame? The niggas creating it.
The consumer.
What the fuck?
We can call it 50-50 then.
That's tough.
No, that's a great-ass conversation, though. Like, it's one of those things where, like, either you can make a case for either way, and either way it go, it ain't gonna change society, because at the end of the day, like, because they know what they need to put out for people to do what they want to do. And a lot of niggas don't have the mental capacity. I'm being dead ass. A lot of niggas don't have the mental capacity to be like, okay, this is bad for me, this is harmful. And then you got niggas that would think outside the box, be like, damn, I want to consume this, but to what extent? And then you got niggas that be like, okay, this is not good for me at all. That's why you got motherfuckers that be sober their whole life. You got motherfuckers that might try a drug once. You got motherfuckers that would do drugs over and over and over. Just because niggas have different mental capacity to contain what they want to do.
So, I feel that.
Yeah, I just disagree.
That's okay.
But I think that was a great conversation.
Like, that's a great ass conversation. Just because you see where, you know, people thought processes. Yeah. But I kind of want to switch gears a little bit. Like, let's say in a situation where it's like, you know, like, if you didn't have the content that you create, how would you still feel like you are who you are? Like, let's say in the outside of content world, like, if you didn't have that, like, how would you still feel like you feel whole still?
Before I did YouTube, I was probably doing the same thing. So, like, talking to people, talking to girls, chilling with girls, but now it's just a camera and I got a chance to get paid from it.
Yeah, I mean, before, like, doing it, I mean, my biggest thing was I'm already on the game, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, a lot of the stuff that we be doing is funny. Like, it's not even we good at the game. It just be funny, like, watching us play and, like, how we be yelling at each other. So, I'm just like, I might as well, like, put it up and see what happens. Like, it don't hurt to try. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? People don't like it. All right, cool. I'll move on.
So, I think that go back to what you were speaking on earlier. You were saying how, like, when the camera come on, people kind of be different type shit. Mm-hmm. But with y'all, it's... we was already doing this shit in our day-to-day lives. It just so happened that we in an age where cameras and content kind of ruling everything. So why not?
Why not?
Like why this? Not? You know? And I feel like we talk about it a lot because we have a lot of creators on, but I feel like they always like stress the point of like not making shit forced. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I think that if anything content related, you're going to be able to see when shit is forced. Yeah. You know? And I feel like I think it could be like a little bit of a learning curve when it comes to like that camera coming on for the first time. Some people are just naturally camera shy, you know? So even if this is what you do on a day-to-day basis, you still might get a little bit jittery and shit like that just because it is a camera. Right. So I give them a little bit of grace for that. But once somebody's doing something for a certain amount of time, you can see if they're still forcing it or if, okay, he getting better at this. I can see this something he really like. He just, it's some shit he had to get over in the beginning, you know?
It's like reps.
Basically,
it's like reps. So when I first started the videos, I'm talking to the girl and I'm like, it's like I'm trying to make it funny.
Yeah.
But then once I just turn on the camera around somebody I'm comfortable around, it's like we laughing and then it work out. So yeah.
Like one thing that a lot of people don't really understand, especially too in the content world too, is like emotions. Like be able to like cater to people's emotions, like especially even in your audience, like they want to see you smile. They want to see you laugh. They want to see a serious side of you once in a while. But overall, like, you know, you have to, you know, have a character. Like, you have to be able to, you know, just show who you are on the camera, too. Like, you're not always, you know, going to be stern. You're not always, like, you know, be uneasy sometimes. Like, they want to see that because at the end of the day, we all humans. We all want to, you know, somebody see you smile, damn near brighten their day up. You walk around campus, somebody seeing you smile, now the person want to smile too, just out the fact that you smiling. So I feel like sometimes people don't understand that, like, content creating world.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I think, like, yeah, you really just got to be yourself, because people don't want to see, like, if it's five, like, Cassinets or, like, LeBron James. Like, people don't want to keep seeing that. So you got to be yourself, because it's like, all right, it's not going to be some people that relate to, like, certain people. Mm-hmm. So they going to come to you, or, like, the next person, if they can relate to you the most. So I feel like you just got to be yourself. And you can't, like you was saying, force it, because if you forcing it, it's not going to work.
You won't even enjoy it.
It come off corny. It just come off ill.
Yeah, like, yeah, I get what you mean.
Turn it off. You know, it comes off as, it's a hard watch. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes off as, when you're forcing things in terms of content, especially when you're trying to be funny and things like, it comes off as, it's a hard watch, you know? You can see where the effort is, where mm-hmm. they're trying too hard at. You know, I think when you let shit come to you, and you're not going to have to smash every video. Yeah. I think we have to understand that as content creators. It's like anything in the world. If you're playing sports, you're not going to have a awesome game every game. You know, you're going to have a bunch of okay average games, and you're going to pop off 2, 3, 4 games, you know, and the cycle going to repeat. So I think if we use that same thing when it comes to content and shit like that, and understand it's reps, like you said, we every time, every video, we should be learning something new. We should be improving on something. So on my next video, okay, let's focus more on this, because this is what I lack. This video is focused more on this. This is what I lack. And every video, you just fine tuning another smaller portion of your content. And at the end of the day, that just gonna make your shit astronomically better than anybody who not really analyzing that video. That's something I would say,
bro.
If you do content, go watch film,
bro.
Please go watch film. Watch yourself and see what you don't like about yourself. A lot of people be scared to watch themselves, and I don't see how you expect to get better from that. Because if you go off what people are saying in the comments, yeah, you may get better, but it's nothing like your own critique of something. You know, you when you watching yourself on camera, it's like you really see all the icks that you do not like, and it forces you to fix shit. Yeah. You know, so I feel like if you're not watching yourself on film, if you're not watching the camera, the tapes, it becomes hard for you to get better, because you don't have nothing to kind of bounce off of. You know, you can't see what I did wrong, what I did right.
Yeah, that's how I felt at first. When I first started, I never watched my videos.
A lot of people.
I don't like my scary voice. I don't like how I looked right here. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to watch this one video. Then I'm like, I could fix this. I could fix the beginning of the video. I could fix the title, the thumbnail. So mm-hmm. it just all started playing a part.
Because it go back to our producer and consumer, but you begin to you watch it from a consumer point of view now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now you watch it from outside looking in, like,
right.
I don't really like that. If I'm watching this, I'm you just critiquing it as a consumer.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to do that, and you got to like watch other people that's kind of doing the same thing, because mm-hmm. like you want to like learn from them, especially like bigger people, because like you learning from them, and you really know, like, you know, like you play basketball, you watch like some of the best players, and you take stuff from them and you use it for yourself. Then it's gonna be like, all right, well, these are the best people doing it, so it's gonna help me. So.
Yeah, that's all I watch is podcasts. That's mm-hmm. it.
Right.
That's all I, outside of my shows that I watch. But that's, if I'm on YouTube, I'm 9 times out of 10 watching the podcast.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's how it's supposed to be.
Like, just doing your homework. I just feel like pretty much like it's one of those things where it's like, you don't know areas that you need to improve on until you consistently, like you're saying, doing, you know, watching film, you consistently looking at the things that, damn, like, okay, like, sometimes, it's like being a movie star. You know how sometimes, like, Denzel Washington would be real, like, stern in the movie, right? And then one, you'd be, like, just cracking jokes. And then one, it's like just being able to damn near, like, see how different ways of, you know, even speaking. Like, just seeing, like, how you want to come across sometimes. Because sometimes you want to get a point across, you might have to, you know, just overly get your point across. And then sometimes you want to get your point across, you might be like, okay, I don't need to do all that. Like, this is, like, just finding different ways of actually, you know, speaking. Because I feel like that's all this is, pretty much through podcasting, is just speaking. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, presentation classes really help. Because you try to see, like, where is my eyes looking when I'm talking to people? Am I looking at them in the eyes? Am I, you know, just little cues like that people don't really talk about when they come to, like, the content world? Because little cues like that really help out, too.
Yeah, you know, that could go a long way.
Mm-hmm. But, so you hooped in high school and everything?
Yeah.
So, like, how was that experience for you, like?
I ain't gonna lie, hooping,
where you go to high school at?
Oh, I went to Manuka.
Okay.
It's what is that?
By Joliet.
Oh, okay.
Kinda, yeah. But I went there. Hooping was decent. Like, I felt like, you know, growing up, you just want to go to the NBA or go to college or whatever. But I feel like it helped me a lot because that's, like, where I met, like, a lot of people like him and a lot of people, like, I know now and just build relationships with. So I think it was, like, bigger than playing basketball. I feel like it helped me, like, meet people and just, like, do different stuff. But it also taught me, like, to work hard and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you play in the sport, too? Or?
Yeah, I played basketball.
How was that for you, too?
Basketball was cool. I felt like in high school you want to play a sport because – you know, those are the people that get the attention and, you know, mm-hmm. they get their way in high school. So, yeah, playing basketball is cool. And then I met a lot of people that I know now still.
Like, what – how would you think your work ethic in basketball help correlate with your content creator, Wardner? Like, what do you see the similarities at?
I'd say just, like, working hard, being consistent. Because, you know, you got to wake up, go to practice every day. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, you got to do that with content. You just got to wake up. Try your best, and then, but I mean, I feel like with content, you could get lazy compared to, because you don't have a coach, so you're like doing it on your own. So I feel like, yeah, the working hard and stuff is like the thing I take from playing basketball, and then meeting people. I feel like that was like the most important thing, because I was able to meet so many people, like the people I'm cool with now. It's like I know like 90% of the people I know just through basketball. So
that's dope.
Yeah, networking. You know, I was networking during basketball, trying to figure out like teams to play for, and then it was like a schedule. So I put myself on a schedule. Like if I read or if I watch a video, like film, mm-hmm. reps, videos. So it was like it all play a part. So I tell a lot of people that want to do content, like if you play the sport, just think like what your coaches say. Or
I was just going to say that's the biggest takeaway from what y'all are saying is mm-hmm. be your own coach. If you do not have a coach and it was somebody who's on your ass telling you, hey, you supposed to post that video, you're supposed to edit, you're supposed to, you got to be your own coach, basically. Somebody who's going to be on your ass calling moms, hey, yeah, he ain't going to practice that where he was at. You know, somebody who's going to be on your ass, and you have to be that for yourself. You know, it goes back to the watching film. It goes back to the how are you going to get better if you don't know where you're lacking at. You know, you got to be your own coach in any aspect of life. Even if you don't do, if you just have a career, just in life, you have to be your own life coach, you know. Nobody knows you better than you. Nobody knows you better than you, and nobody knows what you have to improve on better than you. You know where you lacking at, bro. As men, we know where we lacking at. We know if we lacking in the gym, financially. We know if we lacking in the bedroom. Whatever the case may be, we know where we're lacking at. So we know where we got to put our attention, our focus towards.
Bro. Yeah, I feel like that's good. That like basically what you were saying, and like not even being by yourself, because it could be hard. I think you should have, like, or try to find, like, 2 to 3 people that are, like, on the same thing as you. Like, I know y'all two, y'all do the podcast, so y'all probably, like, pushing each other. Mm-hmm. All right, like, let's get this done. Or it's, like, easier because it's 2 of y'all, so y'all can find more people to do. So I feel like you should try to find, not, like, a big group, because, like, a big group, it's too much going on, but, like, a small group that you could, like with him, like, we'll be talking about his videos, or we'll be talking about my Twitch stuff. It's easy for me to, like,
bounce ideas off.
Yeah.
Kind of like a AMP, so to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I do feel like that's where we see a lot of success in the content creation world, is where we're able to lock in and be around each other and bounce ideas off each other, you know, because not only we bouncing ideas off each other, but the vibes are high, you know, energy mm-hmm. is high when everybody's together. We're able to just, if you go downtown with a group of 5 content creators for the day, everybody's content is going to be greater than what they would have captured on their own. I guarantee you, just because the energy, the vibes, we bouncing ideas. Hey, how about you do this, do this, do this? And it's like, in the moment, I don't think nobody would be stingy in terms of ideas or people.
Right.
Especially if you're downtown Chicago, it's people everywhere. We're not going to run out of people. We're not going to run out of ideas. We're not going to run out of time, you know? So I feel like if that... Yeah, like you said, if your goal is to blow up in the content space, find you, it don't even got to be 5. Find you 2. It could be 1. You and somebody else, and y'all could run some shit up together. That is what I did when I like asked y'all, do y'all keep each other accountable when it comes to doing the whole content thing? Is like you see him slacking in the area, he's slacking somewhere. He was supposed to do something, or, you know, just how that worked.
Yeah, he'd probably be on my ass a little bit. He'd be like, bro, drop these videos. I keep videos, bro. I probably got 4 videos I haven't dropped yet because I just feel like it's not the right time. Or I'd be like considering, like, what if this person see the video and be like, damn, he bogus for dropping that right now. But I don't know.
Yeah, no, I say, like, basically he was saying, like, with his YouTube stuff, like, he had sent me, like, videos to say, like it's something he just do or, like, something he gonna do. And I tell him, like, one video he dropped recently, like, he was like, he low-key didn't want to drop it, but I'm like, just drop it, like, because you drop it, all right, if nobody going to watch it, then nobody going to watch it, then you ain't got to worry about it. But if some, like, people watching it, no matter whether they hating it, they not them views, so it really don't matter.
No matter what, you can feedback. People watch it, you know, it's good. You know, not watching it, it was trash. You know, or it was just, whatever the case may be, you're going to learn something from it.
Like, one thing that I feel like also content creators, like, sometimes overthink about is timing. Like, I know you said you've seen a couple of videos, and sometimes, like, you know, they tell you, like, sometimes it's you're waiting for the right time, but sometimes too, you wait too long for that right time.
Right.
You know, like, you might be sitting on something where it's like the time for that thing to have happened, or for people to have watched, has already passed, because you was thinking, oh, not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. But how many not right nows until you get it out, you know? It's one of those, like you, like I said, you already took the time out of your day to get that person on there to, you know, already shoot the video. But don't sit for too long on the video, just because sometimes, you know, you might overstimulate your time, you know? It's like even being a rapper. Like, sometimes they might have good ass music out, but then they might sit on like a hit for a long time, and it comes back and
it's too late.
Niggas not fucking with it no more. Cause
I think that's a perfect example.
Like, your time, like, you thinking it's not now, but what you did was, like, you let niggas forget about you.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I like that, cause that's like some real shit right there. I think you just gotta, like, do everything. Like, I think a lot of people care too much, like, what other people think about, and that's like what's gonna kinda hold you down or hold you back. So I think you just gotta, like, do whatever.
The people opinions that you should care about, 9 times out of 10, they're not gonna talk shit about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that you gotta learn as an entrepreneur, period. Not just in content, just an entrepreneur, is the people's opinion that really matter, they're not even who you worried about right now, bro. Right. You worrying about the wrong people who opinions don't matter. Only thing that matters from them is if they're gonna click the video. That's all I care about. Click the video. It could be positive or negative. Click the video. There's no such thing as bad publicity, right? So if you click my video, any feedback is going to help me. I care about the people who are in my field and above me. Mm-hmm. I want to know what they think about, because I want to hear the opinions of people who actually doing it, not the people who never done it a day in life. Your opinion does not matter. It's not valid.
Yeah, you know? Just be like hating or miserable.
Yeah. You can comment. You can boost the engagement there. I appreciate that. But in terms of me actually taking that in and me sitting with that, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, the people who are actually gonna have some shit to say, they'll DM me, they gonna hit me on my phone, something like that. They're not gonna go and put it in a comment in a derogatory manner, you know?
Facts.
And that's a really great point too. That's a really great point that I want to stretch, because, like, you can't take everybody's advice. We all know that. Just based off, some people never start anything. Some people do start. Some people quit before other people.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that you already got over 90% of the roadblock. You started, and you're still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you damn near are ahead of a lot of people just based off the fact that you started.
Yeah. It was a lot of people, like, when I drop videos, they be like, you could fix this, you could do this, but they never did a YouTube video in their life. Like they, a lot of people just put in their input on stuff they think, and they be wrong.
And don't get me wrong, we do stress a lot of the time that advice can come from anybody, right? So don't get me wrong on that part. But what he's saying is absolutely correct. If you have never created a video in your life, you cannot tell me how to make my video better. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. What you might be saying, it might be correct. It might be correct. But because of who you are and your status, I'm not receiving that, because who are you to tell me what to do if you never picked up a camera before? Right. You've never, even know how to upload a fucking video to YouTube. So why am I taking your advice?
Exactly.
You know, you're not in it right now. You could be saying some right shit, but just not from the messenger is not correct.
Yeah. I feel like that's really the problem most of the time.
It's who was saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like who's saying it, and you know,
it's like how you say it too. Like, cause it'd be like that people too. Like you, like, don't even really like care about or got no contact with, they just gonna slide up. They gonna like say some like hating shit like that.
Some slick shit.
Yeah, like it's not
it be real slick sometimes.
Yeah. Slick shit. Like, they stay fake trying to be funny, you know?
Yeah, and it's like you thinking in your head, you like, why did you even take the time out your day? Like, first of all, you watched it, so thanks for that.
Thank you.
It's like, why are you even taking the time out your day if you don't like it? All right, move on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just one of those where like people get so bored, they don't know where to put their time.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Like
they bored.
Literally. It's like they're thinking, "Damn, if I ruin this day, my day is complete." Like, yeah. Shit, I gotta ruin somebody's day.
Niggas at the crib bored,
bro. They just don't know where to put their time.
Like, don't got nothing going on. They just be like, "Yeah,
yeah." That's what I say all the time. Niggas who comment and shit like that, they ain't got shit going on, bro.
Nothing, bro.
Yeah, a nigga who taking the time out of his day to comment something negative, he don't have nothing going on. Mm. Just look at that comment. Okay, he's lame. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He did boost the engagement, but I'm not taking that, you know, with a grain. I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt.
Like, yeah. The mental capacity of being a content creator is real life.
Yeah, you gotta be real headstrong. You know, real headstrong. You gotta be real, like, just real confident in who you are. Mm-hmm. I say that over anything. You because the niggas are trying to tell you anything in the world except what you are,
right.
You know? So you got to be real confident, secure, because we do have, I think we don't realize we got the opportunity to, like, we're shaping a persona, you know, we're mm-hmm. creating our own persona, whether we realize it or not. So we got to understand they are going to develop their own personal opinions based off the persona that you do present online. Mm-hmm. So we do have to be mindful of that. But also we got to realize that a lot of these people that's saying shit, they really nobodies, bro.
Nobodies. I wonder how they feel after they said, like, do they feel like
they get it? They feel good.
They go in the mirror and clap.
They waiting for you to reply back to it.
That's the thing I do, bro. I reply to my shorts. Like, I post the short and they say a whole bunch of crazy stuff, and I just go back. And
they waiting for that. That's all they want. That's all they want. The most I do is like a nigga comment, because that'll send a nigga through the roof. Damn, you gonna like my shit? You ain't gonna say nothing. You just gonna like, damn. that'll send a nigga through the roof. Like, I'm acknowledging you, but I'm not gonna give you the time of the day. I see you. Good job, buddy. Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's probably got to work on that. They be on me on the YouTube shorts.
Yeah, what's some of the worst things they'd probably said?
So I did a video in Walmart out here, and they was escorting us out. Like, he grabbed my vest, everything.
Yeah.
I posted on the shorts, like, I hate Walmart. Everybody was like, he got fired. He's so angry. It's like, you could tell he didn't finish high school. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
You know nothing about me.
What a 60-second clip would do.
Nothing. They was just going crazy, and I'm just replying back like, bro, y'all is so funny. They was crazy.
60 seconds, and you feel like you could... You feel like you could be able to tell a motherfucker he ain't graduate high school
in
60 seconds.
Yeah. I don't think people realize, like, that the videos and stuff, like, people do is, like, I ain't gonna say, like, it's fake, but it's, like...
Attention grabbers.
Yeah, it's like...
It's planned. Yeah. This is all planned.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't think a lot of people understand that. I mean, I guess they wouldn't unless they really try to do it. Like, you get on, like, when I'm doing my stuff, like, on Twitch, I'm playing a game and stuff. Like, I'm playing, like, off camera, like, by myself. Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I don't get mad for real or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm doing it on camera, like, I get angry and I show it because, like, you know, people, like, they want to see that.
Emotions.
At the end of the day, people do want to be entertained.
Exactly. Yeah,
content is entertainment. So you do, if you playing a game, if you got podcasts, you do have to find a way to entertain people.
Right.
In order to keep that engagement coming back.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose yourself overly entertaining them.
Yeah.
Because media is entertainment. Entertainment is media. So you got to find a way to, like, mix both and both.
But, like, that is crazy, though. Just off the 60 seconds is crazy.
60 seconds.
Yeah.
And they'll judge your whole life and don't even know nothing.
I'm going to say, you don't even know my first name.
Nothing at all.
You don't even know my first name, man.
They be saying some crazy stuff, bro. Like, if you really, like, look at it, like, I think like, people really won't look or, like, care, but, like, you know, when y'all make y'all videos, y'all look at everything because y'all trying to see, like, how people feel.
And then you see everything.
Yeah. Even, like, the big people, you going to see that. So I think they'd be like, they either think you're not going to say nothing back or they'll be happy if you say something negative back, because it's mm-hmm. like, all right, yeah, he probably lost a little bit of confidence.
Right. That's really what it'd be. Shit, I got to him. And that's all. that's what they live for. Being it, oh, he responded to me. I told him this. I told him suck a dick. His mama fat, and he responded to me.
Right. That's all it took.
He responded to me. So I feel like niggas just playing it's an attention game at the end of the day. Like we said, niggas fighting for attention. That's how we in an attention day and age, man. So I feel like, as long as you able to stay headstrong in a conscious space and you able to keep that confidence going and stay consistent, that's the message of the podcast. Stay consistent in what you're doing. Sky's the limit, man. You're gonna get to where you need to go, man.
I know we just gave up, like you just gave a whole bunch of advice, but I also want to, you know, what advice would you two individuals, you know, give to somebody starting out their podcast? Or starting out, like just starting out in general in the content creation world?
Some advice I give people that are starting out, like if they start tomorrow, I would definitely say use your resources that you got now. Like if you got your phone, use your phone. Take your time, be patient, and don't get discouraged. Like when like your friends don't want to support or like post it on their story or they don't repost, just don't get discouraged by it, because you know. But I definitely say stay consistent. Do what you want to do and just find your niche. Like, whatever you like doing, try that first.
Yeah, great advice.
Basically, what he was saying, I say do that. And then I say, like, be consistent. Do what you like. Like, don't force it. Like, just because people, like, now they doing, like, the interviews or they doing, like, being with a female or whatever. Like, don't force it if it's not true. Like, just don't do it. Like, do what you want to do. Like, he do the stuff with the females. I do the stuff because I play the game. Like, y'all do y'all podcast. Like, everybody can't do the same thing. So, I feel like you got to do what you can do and then, like, just cut your circle down. If it's people hating or not really, like, doing, like, in the same lane as you on, I feel like you should, like, not, like, cut them off or just, like, distance them. You know, like, do your thing. You got to go 100% because by the time you know it, you're going to be 30, 40 wishing you did it. So.
Yeah, I think that's something we need help, better help with is learning how to distance people without necessarily just chopping them niggas off. Because I agree, you do have to separate some niggas when you are on a necessary run of things, but you don't want to like just dead them niggas, because them is your niggas at the end of the day. Y'all went through shit. Y'all them your niggas for a reason, right? But when you are on a different path, you do have to kind of dead a lot of shit. You know, you do, it do got to be a lot of boundaries put in place. So I feel like that's just where we kind of struggle, is how much to cut a nigga off. You know,
you gonna know like when you gotta cut them off or just distance them, because I mean, it get real. Like, people be doing, like, their own thing. Like, you might have somebody that's working, like, their real job, and then, like, you doing your content. So, it's, like, not a lot of time for y'all to, like, be together. So, it's, like, all right, now that's the perfect time to distance. Let him do his thing. We do our thing. Y'all just go 100%, and y'all come back, like, a year or two later.
I say that shit all the fucking time, bro. Go do what you gonna do for a year or two or whatever, and then when we get back up together, we lit, bro.
Bro, we got the same
thing. We done got a chance to focus on some shit for a set amount of time, and now we're able to reap the benefits of that shit. So now we're able to have a good time together. We both got money. We're able to do things the right way, versus we're both stuck in a rut trying to get out of shit. We're not really focusing on shit, and we kind of staying stagnant. You know,
because you like 50-50. Because like, yeah, before y'all started the podcast, which I say like y'all was like not confused, but y'all really didn't know what y'all wanted to do.
100%.
Yeah, and then like I feel like if you're doing that, then you're just gonna keep living like the same thing. Like you go to school, all right. Then on the weekends you partying, and that make you like that's your feel good type stuff. So like people be doing that, and then like that's how they get stuck.
Yeah.
You like, all right, I'm gonna go to work. All right, now cool. The weekend come, I'm happy. I'm going to a club, bar, whatever, partying.
Let me tell you something. There is 7 days in the week, and you mean to tell me you only enjoy the last two?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Man, I enjoy every fucking day of the week. That's one of my biggest pet peeves in the world, is just the time structure. And I just mean time as in the days, 24 hours, how the months is set up, the weeks and shit. That's my biggest just ick with the fucking world. It's just the way that the time structure is set up. But I enjoy every fucking day. Monday to me. There is no Tuesday. Yeah. There is no Wednesday. I use that for business purposes, because that's how the world operates. But for me personally, I don't operate on that schedule. Yeah. Every day, today is today. You know, it's not the 15th, it's not the 18th. Today is today. It's not 2024, it's not none of that. Today is today. Yeah. You know, I feel like that's where I operate the best at, and knowing that today is today. It's not, all of the Januaries and the Marches and the Springs and Summers, that's all just a facade. It's all just to help us keep track of certain things. Mm-hmm. It does not have a real meaning, though.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. That's facts for sure.
Also, like, back to your point mainly, X, is the fact that sometimes, like, when you start distancing yourself, where the problem comes in is niggas start to think that, damn, he might actually leave me. That's where the problem comes in. The whole time they don't realize, like you always saying, like, go figure things out, go figure life out. And then they, when you come back, I still got a seat at my table for you. Or you might still have a seat at your table for me. Like, our friendship or relationship hasn't ended just because you went off to go find what you're good at.
Yeah. You might have to go make yourself valuable so you can work with me, you know, or I might have to go do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I might not have been able to provide anything to you how I was at that point in time. So I got to go work on some shit. So now I could, hey, bro, you remember you was looking for this person, do this, this, and this. I ain't got that skill. I got this skill. I got this certification. I know this person to do this. And now we finna run it up together. Yeah, you know, right. So it's just, that's, I feel like that's how life play out. We mm-hmm. all do have to go in a period of solitude, isolation, whatever word you want to use. You know, we do have to go into a period of a long time where we lock in on a goal. I don't think that everybody will do it, because not everybody will be great at something. Mm-hmm. There will be average people. There will always be average people. It has to be. But for the people who do want to do things in life, I think you will go through that period. I don't know how long it'll be, but you're going to go through a period where you just fly, man, it's just me, I'm running this shit up, and we're going to do what we do. You know, even if you do have a business partner, it still can feel like it is just me, you mm-hmm. know, and just the how, because it is just you, you know, you go to sleep with you at the end of the night, you know, so it becomes a constant, it's a mental battle, you know, from day one. I think you go through a lot of mental battles, but you do come out a different monster on the other side. Right. So I feel like that's the biggest thing from this episode, man, is just being consistent in what you're doing, just keeping your confidence up, staying headstrong in what you're doing, man. That's the biggest thing. But before we get out of here, if y'all got any questions or anything like that, y'all want to ask us or for the podcast, anything?
I think we really touched on everything I had, just like the YouTube and stuff and mm-hmm. the content. I mean, I'll just say keep going crazy. I mean, I've been seeing y'all stuff on Instagram all the time, YouTube. Really just started watching like every episode. I think I watched like 3 or 4 by now, but
appreciate it.
I think y'all stuff tough and y'all be knowing what y'all be talking about.
So. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I say definitely keep going with the podcast, man. Yeah. Cause if you stop, man, ain't no telling like
the what ifs.
So yeah, I just say keep going, man. I subbed. I watched the video because I'm like, bro, I got to do my homework for you.
Yeah.
I want to be on there and talk crazy. But yeah, I definitely tuned in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
But like, before we conclude the podcast, I want to say thank you all again, you know, for working with us and, you know, just even making this a possibility. Like, you all time are valuable, and the fact that, you know, you all made this possibility, thank you all.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all having us on.
Yes, sir, man. But before we get out of here, if y'all want to get the people somewhere where they could watch y'all streams, get y'all content, YouTube, catch up with y'all on socials, all y'all handles and shit like that, y'all get that to the people and stuff.
My Instagram, 2_T-Ball. And my YouTube is IMTBall. No, that's it.
I think most of my stuff, like content-wise, it's like XBOOGIE0. And then my username on Instagram is Xavier.H04.
And then before we get out of here, Free Sauce Podcast listeners, always remember, never, never stop learning.
Never stop fucking learning, man. Free Sauce Podcast. Make sure you go get you some merch. Subscribe. 200 on the way. Keep tuning with the Instagram page, man. Free Sauce Podcast. We out.
We out.
I was broke like yesterday. I still ball like NBA. Every day like Christmas Day. These Chrome Hearts, by the way. Go and check my resume. I got money on the way. I've been feeling like